Good afternoon and welcome to the Sunny Side. Today is Thursday, the second day in the month of June. It is a very exciting day for me because if you've been listening to the Sunny Side with me on the radio, you will know already that I've been following the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation case for the past couple of weeks now. And that case has finally come to an end and it sees Johnny Depp winning against Amber Heard. I'm excited to hear that, you know. It's been a very emotional couple of weeks for the world. I mean, this is the first time in a long time that the world would actually witness a case publicly, maybe because of the peculiarities of the case. And this is also not the first time that, you know, we would see a case between an ex-husband and an ex-wife. But this was very peculiar because of the elements at play. I mean, you could literally see manipulation, you could see malice, you could see narcissism at play, and everyone, or at least majority of people across the world, were actually rooting and praying that Johnny Depp would win. And the jury, you know, ruled in his favor, and Amber is going to have to pay him, I think a total of about $8 million, you know, in compensation at the end of the day. The jury actually ruled $10 million and $5 million, but, you know, because of the rules of the states, that was brought down to $8 million. So a very big congratulations to Johnny Depp winning that defamation case. Many times we try to control the narrative because of certain societal standards that we have created for ourselves, and that was the narrative the world was hoping will not play out in this case. You know how a woman comes out and says, oh, I have been raped, or oh, I was, you know, I have suffered domestic violence, or I've suffered sexual violence or physical violence or abuse of any kind. The world is quick to want to first, you know, sympathize with her and point fingers at the victim even before confirmed or proven guilty of the crime accused for. But this case has actually gone on to prove that anybody can be victim of domestic violence, not just the women. I'm rooting for women who are currently dealing with domestic violence and do not have the courage to speak out and speak up. Please speak up and speak out for your sake, for the sake of your life. But also, this has actually taught the world that even men can be victim of domestic violence, of physical abuse, of mental abuse, of emotional abuse. And that's why the world is celebrating with Johnny Depp. This has cleared his name. And I'm sure that if you've been following that story, you would actually see how deeply, you know, her accusations against him affected his career. You know, he lost many contracts, you know, for example, being on Pirates of the Caribbean, he lost that and two other contracts as well. And according to him in court, that was the reason why, you know, his life as an actor just plummeted. But here we are celebrating with him. So once again, congratulations to him. Hit me up on WhatsApp. Tell me what you think about the case, you know, about the jury's verdicts. If you have been following, are you excited, satisfied with how, you know, the case came to an end? And what do you think the future holds for Johnny and Amber Heard, both as professionals in the entertainment industry across the world? Once again, welcome to the Sunny Side. I am Gabriella, and we're going to be talking about our age. Let's talk about the age factor on this hour. Let's talk about that. Why do you think people find reason to lie about their age? Why do people do that? I was on socials again. If you're on socials, you know today's a very interesting day. A reality show will be having some event happen today. I'm not quite sure, and that has triggered a lot of people on socials coming out to talk about, you know, the event. And one of the things that struck for us to have this conversation was when one of the ladies, you know, in that on that reality TV show came out to talk about how everyone lies about their age for one reason or the other. It made me actually think about how true that is. So people in school, for example, so you are in secondary school and perhaps you have repeated a class, or maybe your parents didn't have money to afford for you to, you know, be in school in a certain period of time, and eventually you're back, but you're older than your classmates. And because you don't want to bear that shame, you decide to say you're 16 when indeed you're 18. People in politics also find reason to want to falsify their age. People in, you know, in service, civil service, also see reason why they need to falsify their age for, you know, maybe to extend their years of service. So people actually have reasons why they do. But why has it come to stay? Why are we in a time where age really matters? I mean, people say age is just a number. I used to think it was just a number, but it seems as though right now it isn't. So, for example, I'm 25 years old. I come to say, you know what? I'm 20, or I'm going to be turning 20. The other day, a popular, you know, entertainer was celebrating her 30th birthday, and many people came at her who had known her from when they were in school and were saying, auntie, you're not 30 now. Say the truth and shame the devil. You're more than that, you know. And this happens every now and then, where people come out to falsify their age for one reason or the other. Why has this become such a common, you know, phenomenon amongst us? In other parts of the world, I actually took my time to, you know, do a little research, and the statistics actually show that people are more prone to falsify their ages. I feel really sad to say, but in this part of the world, in Africa, people have more reason, have the tendency, higher tendency to falsify their age, either for politics gain or for education or for favor or for work, career, etc. So these same factors play out in America. They play out in London. They play out in Italy, in China, in Hong Kong. They play out in Australia. They play out in every other part of the world. They have people who work for the government. They have people who run for office. They have people who, you know, perhaps want to be in a romantic relationship. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does happen. People falsify their age. But the frequency of it is so different from what obtains in Nigeria, in Africa, generally speaking. Why is it such a norm for us? What is it about age that is so embarrassing, that we find embarrassing? Will there be anything wrong in accepting how old you really are? Or maybe there is something else on the line that I do not know. So let's talk about this on this hour. The number is to call us 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. That is 0809-030-6416.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. If you do have challenges reaching us via the phone lines, do all to go either on WhatsApp or on Facebook on Twitter. Be sure to hit the follow button as you do so on our social media platforms. The WhatsApp number once again is 0809-030-6416. Let's take some comments on Facebook. Ogo Ojone Justice says, apart from civil service rule and employment demand, what's the need of making my age known? I find that a very interesting question. And I would like to answer with another question. What is the need of hiding your actual age? Tell me. If you can, send another message in that regard. I'd like to know what your answer is to my question. All right?
All right.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tobari. I was just listening to your program and you were talking about age issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, age is a problem, especially in a place like Nigeria.
Mm.
Because we set some kind of rules that are not universal. You can imagine we have a very bad educational system. Most people get into the university at the age of, basically at the age of 17 or 18, which is the basic age to get into the university. So you just check it out. That guy is supposed to study for 4 years. He ends up studying like 6-7 years because of asset strike here and there and political issues here and there. By the time he graduates, he goes and serves. He comes back, comes like the auditing, popular auditing firms, I don't want to mention names, the oil and gas and the giants. They will tell you the expression tree for new graduates, age 21. What do you want the guy to do? So that's the problem. We are the one killing the system. When you go overseas, you see people who are already 50-something years, even still working, even changing jobs. It is not like that here. We are so, I don't know how to classify the category of society we belong to.
So you think we actually, you know, cause our own problems?
You say what, ma'am?
We actually are the cause of our own problems. That's what it means from what you're saying.
That's the truth. So you see, and you see the guy, you see somebody who graduated from school, who struggled to go and get masters with his own little work he's doing. He comes back, an organization is saying that master's degree holder, 21 years of age. Where are you going to see that, my sister? If not for the child of a politician who has schooled abroad at the age of 16, who has gone to his stable school and come back, and he also did masters over there, that will fall within that age bracket. And you're telling the poor man's child who has gone to struggle by himself not to get that same job. That's where the problem is starting from. So you see people start falsifying age. We use age to disqualify ourselves in this country. We don't use mental faculty or mental ability to disqualify ourselves.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. I mean, I totally agree with you. And let me try explain, you know, why I think, in my opinion, it's the way it is. Now, for many things that we do in Nigeria, I can't speak for any other part of Africa, but for Nigeria, there are certain standards that we adopt, you know, we replicate. So, for example, the system that we use, that many institutions in Nigeria use, are adoptions from Western education and the systems that they use. In fact, there are schools in Nigeria that actually use the British curriculum, and there are schools that use the American curriculum. And I think that also applies to different sectors in Nigeria. For example, when it comes to the employment, you know, issue in Nigeria, for many industries, there are certain standards, you know, global standards that obtain. And in Nigeria, these industries may want to hold themselves accountable to those standards. But unfortunately, our educational sector, I'll use the educational sector as an example, you know, for this. The educational sector in Nigeria is flawed, filled with different challenges. And that's why you'd find a candidate, or a student rather, who is supposed to normally graduate after 4 years in the higher institution, graduating after 6 years. And that's why you'd also see a student who is perhaps supposed to have finished secondary school at, say, I don't know, 14 or 15, finishing secondary school at 18, because there are different factors that are influencing for that to happen outside of the standard that has been put in place, outside of the system that has been put in place. So you have poverty. So parents who can't even afford to send their children to school have to grapple with the issue of poverty. Where do they get the money from to send their kid children to school? They eventually get it, and their children are 2 years or 3 years behind time. So the children are graduating at, say, 17 or 18. Then you get into the higher institution and you have to deal with strike here, strike there. When you put all the years together, you have spent 7 years as opposed to 4 years or even 3 years. So at the end of the day, you can't even meet that 21-year, you know, timeline for someone who should have obtained their master's degree certificate at that time. And I kind of think that that's why it's the way it is. Casper is calling from the airport. Good afternoon, Casper. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, sister.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
It's very simple. You see, some parents even teach their children to lie about their age. You see children, the parent telling their children, who told you are six? Who told you are six? You are four. Meanwhile, let's go back to the civil service. When you go to most of those experts, you see these elderly women and elderly men in those offices, and you try to address them as ma, sir, they will attack you. Who tell you, sir, let me born you, let me senior you? But these are elderly who you are seeing that they have great grandchildren that are finished university, but they still lie about their age and remain in the civil service because we don't have good, better information. We lie about our age. Personally, I've lost job several times because of I said I won't lie about my age. This is my age, and it remains.
Wow.
And the employer will tell you, this is the age limit you are looking at. But by the time I finished my university, got my youth service and so on, if I added to it, I was above 25. But when I put the real age, they'll tell you, no, we want 17, we want 18, we want 21 years experience. Where will you get it from?
Right.
No, those old men and old women in the civil service are still there. Their grandchildren are finished university looking for a job. They are lying about their age. So we don't have proper data information in this country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Casper. You're absolutely correct. The numbers once again to call. We have about 11 minutes for this conversation. The numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Oh dear, apologize for that. Please do all to call back. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, sorry, I'm calling back again. It's Tobori again.
Okay, Tobori, go ahead.
My contribution, like Jasper just said, you see, we've been tutored to become a lying society. That's it. Leaders lie to the people lie to themselves. Even when people know that this leader is lying, because of what they are going to teach, they accept the lies. You see, when you are poor, you grow in a poverty stricken society. The number of banking is lying. You understand? In foreign land, when you lie to somebody and you realize that you've lied, you see them go back and tell you, I'm sorry, I lied about this thing. It's because society there has never taught them to lie. There are so many lies everywhere. Husband lies to their wife. Wives lie to their husband. You see somebody, they will be calling him, where are you? He will tell you, I'm in the dark of the road. Meanwhile, he's in a beer parlor and waiting. So lie has become a way of life in this society. You understand? So it's not even the age issue that is even the problem. They lie. They lie. L-I-E has become a bedrock of our nation. And it's very, very sad. Because when I was young, when you lie, it is seen as a taboo. But these days, it is even seen as something normal. Like Agatha said, parents teach their children to lie. So when you are at home and you're telling your child that, tell that table nothing that I am not around, it's part of the lie. And when lie starts becoming a part of your life, then you will lie about everything, including yourself.
Thank you very much for sharing. That's a very interesting thought there. We might have to, you know, expand on that conversation maybe tomorrow or some other time. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0007 or 0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
You're welcome, go ahead.
It narrows down one to the individual. People feel so insecure about themselves. People who feel the self-entitlement and people who are not, there is egoism in them. So the women, they narrow their age down. So the men, they narrow or they review their age upward for maturity's sake. But you find that all these now down to our reward system in this part of the world. The way we reward people is so archaic and so fraudulent. So everybody wants to just like fit into that system. The same girl or a lady that we claim her age lower, when she gets to her family where they share things accordingly, she would tell her younger ones, I senior you. The same guy that claims his age upward when he gets to his family, when some duties are being given to the elders accordingly, maybe there is a program in the family and they are contributing money. A so-so-so pay 5,000, a so-so pay 10,000. He will remind his family, I am a sport king here, I will pay 5,000. Reward system. If you are rewarding people accordingly, people will put in their right age. And don't also forget this, our cultural belief. Some believe if you tell them their age, they will use that to track you in a diabolical means. They don't want to speak up their age. And some ladies want to narrow their age down to find a suitor. Because in this part of the world, they feel that, how can a younger guy get married to a lady older than him? How should it be? And some guys want to make their age higher so that the economical system can favor them. I believe that as an individual, if you have the security in you, telling your age shouldn't be a problem, especially when you are feeling form or when you are into some areas of getting things done. In our football, there's what they call official age. Is it not an unofficial age?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Because of what? They want to make sure that this guy play in that team. Reward system. And one thing about us, we reward people too late in this part of the world. Too late, we reward them. Reward me at age 16. The moment I finish my SSC, reward me to get through my WAEC, scale me through my JAMB and so on. Let me get to school. You will see people will meet up to their responsibility. When I'm 25, can you give me that job opportunity that is meant for me? But rather, you will abandon me, go bring one senator's candidate to fill in my space. What do you expect me to do next? The moment I appear before any panel, I will keep my beard. I will keep my haggard look. I am 65 years old. You have no choice but to respect me. Capture respect me because of my age. Until we understand these values, we'll keep having this problem. Mrs.
Iron. Mrs. Iron, thank you so much for your thoughts. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number once again is 08-09-030-6416. On Facebook, God's Will Usen says, since corruption came in, lying about age became necessary. Even myself, I lie about my age sometimes. I add and sometimes I subtract just to gain what had been denied me because of my age. Wow. Chili Edwin says, it's largely due to inferiority complex and most public servants do it for corruption. Ozo Francis is watching from Enugu. Thank you very much for joining the conversation. Let's see what's going on WhatsApp, and we took maybe a couple more calls and we wrap the conversation up. Let's see. Gift EJ says, good afternoon, presenter. I honestly do not know why people hide their age, and I don't know that people do that until one of my sisters told me to bring my age down when I wanted to apply for a job some time ago. So people bring their age down in times of seeking for a job before some things were going on in this country. In some age brackets, they will not employ you, which is bad. But for me now, instead of bringing my age down, I will take it above. Interesting. Sylvester Ashaka from Port Harcourt says, the reason why people hide their age is work retirement and marriage grounds. Esther Etim says, it's due to a lack of belief in oneself and abilities. If you're younger, you might think you won't be taken seriously. If you're older, you might be afraid of being age shamed, as that's a thing now. I've always sounded much older, but looked much younger than my actual age. I've had to stop using a lot of makeup, as I discovered it was making me look a lot older, only for clients to do a double take if we meet in person. Esther Etim, thank you so much for that. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello?
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mr. Henry calling from Murukiri.
Go ahead.
I think what you are just saying is even corruption for you to, even to bring down your age and also to increase your age. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in this part of a country like Nigeria? Because the only way you can survive in Nigeria, even when you are applying for a job or you want to get something, they even advise, even those who want to give that employment, we even advise you to do like this so that you can even get that employment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in other countries, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. If this thing, you merit it, perhaps you will get it. But if you don't merit it, you will not get it. But in Nigeria, yeah, whether you merit it, you don't merit it, you will get it. Since you know somebody, or since you increase your age, or you decrease your age. So for me, I think it's totally wrong. We don't have to change the system. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. You mentioned something very interesting. You know, many times we do not, and this cuts across every sector, you'd find that, you know, because of maybe corruption or personal selfish interests, merit is not really a yardstick anymore, or not much of a yardstick as it should be. And that's why you find other factors like, okay, how old are you? Okay, no, we're looking for somebody. I saw something one time and it was so disturbing. It got me really upset. I saw it on someone's WhatsApp story on my phone, and the person said there was vacancy for a personal assistant. Now, the requirements were what got me thinking. The person said they were seeking for a young girl who was 25 or below. That wasn't bad. Someone who was fluent in, you know, computer literacy, that wasn't bad. Microsoft, blah blah blah, that was okay. Here's what got me. And also went on to add, she must be light skinned. And that got me, like, I started to think to myself, so if I meet all the other requirements, my skin color will deprive me of getting the job of a PA, not of a brand or a skin brand or soap brand influencing job. To be a personal assistant. And I started thinking, what is the correlation between a person's skin color and the duty of a personal assistant? And so that's why I'm just saying that to say, you know, many factors that shouldn't come out to play actually play out in these things in Nigeria, you know, in the world. I would not just, you know, limit it to Nigeria, in the world actually. Sunday, our time is up. We've got to run. Thank you so much for your messages and thoughts. I am Gabriella.